Yes, hardware Java processor chips have been created out of silicon and can execute bytecodes just as a Pentium executes files of its machine language. Usually, however, people do not have hardware Java processor chips. They have ordinary PCs and Macintoshes. Now for the clever part. The Java processor can be implemented as software. It is implemented as a program that reads the bytecodes and performs the operations they specify, just as a piece of silicon would. This type of program is called an interpreter. The Java bytecode interpreter is an executable program that runs on whatever computer system you have. The picture shows this. The Java interpreter in the picture is an executable program that is running on an ordinary computer system. The ordinary computer system might be a desktop Pentium system or a Macintosh. Each type of computer system has its own Java interpreter that can run on that system. The actual processor is the actual hardware processor chip of that system. Another important idea. When the Java interpreter is running on a computer system, that system acts just like a hardware Java bytecode processor. It is a Java virtual machine. Any computer system can execute a Java bytecode program by using its Java interpreter. The Java interpreter has to be specifically written for that particular computer system. But once that is done, the computer system can become a Java virtual machine. That is, it looks like a computer with a hardware Java processor chip that can run Java bytecodes. This is a really important computer science-ish idea, the idea that hardware and software are not really distinct categories. Software can emulate hardware, and if you really wanted, hardware could emulate software. When a Java program is translated into bytecodes, the bytecodes are exactly the same no matter what computer system is used. This means that the bytecodes on a Sun computer can be sent to an Intel-based computer, and they will run without a problem. Say that Apple has come out with a new computer and wants this computer to run Java programs. What must Apple Corporation do?